Good evening, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and here's our news for this hour. A Carroll man is being held in a Tuscola County jail while authorities continue investigating allegations involving online communications with someone he believed was a minor. According to the citizen-led group Maximum Exposures Michigan's Jacob Comperta was taken into custody on a parole detainer after investigators alleged he engaged in explicit online conversations with one of the group's decoys and discussed arranging an in-person meeting. Law enforcement has not announced new criminal charges connected to the investigation at this time. Officials say the case remains active. Records indicate Comperta was on parole following a prison sentence for a previous conviction of assault with intent to do great bodily harm, less than murder, or by strangulation. He was released on parole in August of 2025. Authorities say Comperta remains lodged in the Tuscola County Jail as the investigation continues. Additional information is expected to be released if and when it becomes available. An approval was given to raise an eyesore in dangerous building in Ellington Township. During the last meeting of the Township Board of Trustees, it was reported that a Bay City contractor that was hired to demolish the former Ellington Church of the Nazarene at 2750 East Carroll Road has completed the work. It was also noted that Trustee Greg Campbell had contacted a local tree service about removing the steeple and cross from the former church, and that the tree service was willing to remove the steeple and cross at no charge to the township. However, the tree service was unable to remove the steeple and cross before demolition started. When the steeple came down after demolition, the cross was able to be recovered without damage and removed. During the meeting, the board approved increasing the wages of each person's cemetery grounds crew by $1. When we come back from this public service announcement, we'll continue with your local news.
As parents, we have a million things running through our minds. Playdates, checkups, laundry, diapers, work, groceries. So it's easy to make a mistake. Oh, I forgot birthday candles. We say we'd never put our kids in danger by leaving them in the car alone. Sit tight, hon. I'll be right back. But temperatures as low as 60 degrees can be deadly for children left behind. So always bring them with you. And every time you park the car, stop, look, lock. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with our local news, the Huron County Sheriff's Office is reminding voters that Michigan law requires children under the age of 6 to wear a properly fitted U.S. Coast Guard approved Type 1 or Type 2 life jacket whenever they are on the open deck of a moving boat. Sheriff Kelly Hansen says many parents are unaware the law requires more than just any life jacket. Type 1 and Type 2 jackets are designed to help keep a child's head above water and typically include a crotch strap to help prevent young children from slipping out if they fall into the water. To help improve boating safety during the holiday weekend, the Sheriff's Office has purchased 6 child-sized life jackets for children weighing 30 pounds or less using donated funds. The jackets will be provided at no cost to families who need one for the weekend. Anyone in need of a life jacket is asked to contact Huron Central Dispatch at 989-269-6421 and leave a message for a deputy to arrange pickup. Under Michigan law, children younger than 6 must wear a properly fitted Type 1 or Type 2 personal flotation device while a vessel is underway. The requirement does not apply when a child is inside an enclosed cabin or aboard certain inspected commercial vessels. Officials say selecting the correct size life jacket based on a child's weight and chest size is critical to ensuring it provides the protection it was designed to deliver. And that's been your local news, which you can get from anywhere, anytime, as with your weather and obituaries, right here on thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy.